Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, Ben and Michael with you today. Michael, this is an interesting topic, emerging Australian designs and trends.
That's right, and also the copyright issues in terms of design with furniture.
Yeah.
I've noticed there's been a bit about that in the press lately. So I'd like to welcome to the show Richard Maneo. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
Now, you started your company about 16 years ago. It's all about corporate culture and cult design.
That's correct.
Just tell us a little bit about the company before we get into the emerging Australian designers.
I used to work for one of the larger furniture groups and I guess at the time decided that it was probably time to sort of take the learnings and see the things that we did really well and the things that we didn't do so well and really go and have a go and see what we could do. And in those days, you know, before we started, the company that we worked for sold both in residential furniture, office furniture and a lot of loose furniture, as well as workplace, so workstations where people, I guess, work all day. And I guess because the workstations were the big ticket item, we all tended to focus on that because, you know, you sold 100 of those and it would be a nice size contract.
Mm.
You needed to sell many chairs for that to work. So we decided to sort of really leave what we had behind and start this company where what we focused on was the loose furniture items, the items that actually, in most cases, organisations and companies used to show their corporate culture, and hence how the name came about with corporate culture. So everyone at the time thought we were quite crazy because obviously, you know, the big ticket items had been left out of our offering.
Yeah.
But I think from our perspective, it really meant that we could keep our focus on things that others didn't focus on. And also what tended to happen prior to us starting the company is that most sort of design furniture companies really struggled with on-time deliveries, good service, and also, you know, being warm and friendly and just sort of remembering where we came from is really one of the things that we still, I think, do today.
Is furniture like art? Does it, you know, can you buy good furniture and bad furniture, and does it appreciate over time, that type of thing?
Oh, look, I think definitely it is like art. I mean, not all furniture is, but I think, you know, we've been fairly fortunate that the collections that we've either started with or added to, you know, we sell some pieces that today, you know, 50 or 60 years old, they've never been out of production.
Mm.
They usually sell for more secondhand than they do new. We've just working on a project now for Brower Waters Inn that Tony Bilson started about 40 years ago, and the chairs that he bought 40 years ago, they still have. And I think, you know, it's quite an interesting concept that someone would keep the chairs for that long, especially in that sort of restaurant work.
And what are your views on copyright issues with regard to furniture?
Look, I'm pretty, I guess from my perspective, most people say that, you know, I'm quite protective because we sell some of the best design classics that are in the furniture world today. But our current laws, in a sense, are not just a problem for, you know, products like ours that we sell, but also for young Australian designers. I mean, from my perspective, you know, buying a copy really takes away from buying a young Australian designer that's coming through. So what we tend to sort of see is, you know, obviously, and you look at the growth of the copy market, it's sort of a bit scary, really, that our consumers and design culture here hasn't been embraced. Like, you know, you go to Denmark or Germany, for example. In Germany, if you're a managing director of a company that sells copies, you know, you can go to jail. I can take a photo today and I'm protected. But yet, you know, someone that creates something that lasts 50 or 60 years isn't.
Well, Richard, thank you very much for joining us today on the show. Very interesting corporate culture and cult design, furniture and art. Really enjoyable. I never realised there's so many issues around the copyright, though.
There certainly is. And I guess, like everything, I suppose, we keep saying we need more and more ambassadors to keep telling our story as to the other issues.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Richard Maneo there, talking corporate culture and cult design. And for more details, you can go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.